and a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love.
All right, let's try this again. Good morning. After considerable difficulty, I guess, and a few equipment changes, we got it figured out. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, August 16th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And obviously, it is starting off as a bumpy ride this morning. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. There's a lot to talk about these days. No shortage of fodder, to be sure. I guest hosted the National Intel Report yesterday. The second hour was particularly interesting. Let me just start off with the subject matter that I had planned to cover specifically. Shopify announced a policy change on Monday. This is a subject that has gone largely undiscussed, as far as I'm aware, anyway. And this policy change basically, in simple terms, bans the online sale of firearms and firearms accessories. Guns, gun parts, gun accessories, etc. For retailers who use the Shopify e-commerce platform. If we didn't have technical difficulties. So Shopify announced a change on Monday, policy change that bans the sale of guns, gun parts, and accessories using the Shopify platform. And this is a huge this is a change that has a huge impact, obviously. And the way I would describe it, this is the technocratic mafia striking again. I was expecting to have one of or two of two folks, representatives from a couple of companies, Spikes Tactical, Florida-based gun manufacturer, which has built their entire website and e-commerce model on the Shopify platform. They spent over $100,000 building a website based on the Shopify platform. And in addition, I was expecting to have Lawrence DeMonico, the president of Rare Breed Firearms, the Austin, Texas-based firearms company who designs firearms accessories, and those are manufactured and sold exclusively through Spikes Tactical. And so there's, between the two of these companies, a lot of money has been spent, between $100,000 and $200,000. So the obvious financial impact is massive. But again, this is what I would call the technocratic mafia telling America and Americans what to think, you know, what you can and cannot read, what you can and cannot buy. And this is the latest example. So the irony, though, in all of this, Shopify obviously is a private company. You know, they can do whatever they want. But the irony is in this. I mean, if you remember last year, the Breitbart situation, ironically, last year when they were challenged, Shopify was challenged about selling Breitbart products last year. Shopify CEO Tobias Luttke said, "We don't like Breitbart, but products are speech, and we are pro-free speech. This means protecting the right of organizations to use our platform, even if they are unpopular or if we disagree with their premise, as long as they are within the law." Well, Spikes Tactical and Rare Breed Firearms are both within the law. So what happened? Obviously, it's hypocritical. And anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
When my body won't hold me anymore, and it finally lets me free, will I be ready? When my feet won't walk another mile, and my lips give their last kiss goodbye, will my hands be steady? When I lay down my fears, my hopes and my doubts, the rings on my fingers and the keys to my house, with no hard feelings. When the sun hangs low in the west and the light in my chest won't be kept held at bay any longer, when the jealousy fades away and it's ash and dust for cash and lust, and it's just hallelujah and love and thought, love in the words, love in the songs they sing in the church.
Welcome back.
And no.
Good stuff. So a Shopify policy change announced Monday is big news. And it's interesting that it's gone largely unnoticed. Isn't that incredible? So these folks, Spikes Tactical and Rare Breed Firearms, are encouraging folks to contact them, because they're looking at legal action, legal options, basically, to potential class action lawsuits. And I think that's a great idea. Personally, I think, as I said yesterday when I guest hosted the National Intel Report, I think that Shopify, when this kind of stuff happens, what the American public should do is basically boycott Shopify immediately and indefinitely, because it's obvious what's happening. This is not a simple shift where Shopify is at a moral dilemma. This is part of a covert agenda to disarm the American public. And we know it. You know it. I know it. And since we suffer under the Ponzi scheme that was legitimized by Congress, or sanctioned by Congress, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve, because of that, the name of the game is cash flow. And if you don't have cash flow, you lose. So anytime a company like Shopify does this, if people just walk away, 600,000 retailers walk away from Shopify, guess what? The message is very clear immediately. Because that system and that organization become untenable immediately without cash flow. So I think there should be a boycott immediately and indefinitely of Shopify, probably of YouTube, probably of Facebook, probably of all these platforms as well. What if Facebook was just used? What if people only kept their accounts open to draw attention and traffic away from Facebook? I think that some serious conversations and some serious decisions and action need to be made and taken. I mentioned recently the True Stream Media video, Meet the Straw Man to Erase Our First Amendment Online. That's a great video talking about the banning that's been going on social media. James Corbett's video, Problem Reaction Solution, Internet Censorship Edition, is a fantastic video. We still need to play that. So those two videos, speaking of the censorship, there's the True Stream Media video, James Corbett's video. There's also Luke Radowski's video over at We Are Change. And I think those are, you know, that's about it. Dan Dix had a video. More than one, actually, an update recently. Anyway, you know, the Streisand effect. Anyway, maybe I'll talk about that a little bit. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Play it safe. I might play a little dirty someday. And I'm following fate. They say I'm the chosen one. Well, I know what it takes to be a king. Be the song everybody wanna sing. I bring harmony and be the chosen one. Ain't nothing gonna stop this. Ain't nothing gonna stop this fire. Born to be making history, something greater, something higher. Ain't nothing gonna stop this fire. It's plain reality. I was born to be something greater, something higher. Ain't nothing gonna stop this fire. To heart. I knew the day will come, be the chosen one, yeah. I never had a safe place to hide, run to the end of the tunnel to find a train on a shining sun, to be the chosen one. Ain't nothing gonna stop this, ain't nothing gonna stop this fire. Something greater, something higher. Ain't nothing gonna stop this fire. It's plain reality. I was born to be something greater, something
higher.
Ain't nothing gonna stop this fire.
Good stuff. Hey, I was just informed by Mr. Bordop. I hadn't seen this yet, but Aretha Franklin passed away. That's unfortunate. I mean, that's very sad news. Passed away today at the age of 76. And I think Elvis, just as a sort of bit of trivia, I believe Elvis passed away on August 16th as well. Back in, was it 1977, August 16th. Just strange trivia, but anyway, that's very sad news. Very sad and unfortunate to lose Aretha Franklin. Especially, you know, to the audiophiles, that's very sad news. Before the break, I mentioned the Streisand effect. Some people get it. You know, the censorship, it's a whole contrived issue. I agree with James Corbett. His video, The Coming Wave of Internet Censorship, and him talking about the discussion stuck on stupid, I think is really, it can't be said any better. The answer is not to defend paper tigers, however contrived. The answer is to say no to what is wrong. And again, you know, you have these platforms, and as long as the revenue continues, as long as the cash flow continues, then the platforms continue. And if everyone steps away from these platforms, as folks like Jaron Lanier have encouraged people to do, then one of two things will happen. Either the platform will collapse, or with people walking away from it and no perceivable cash flow, certainly from people's use of these platforms. If the platform continues to exist, then obviously there is something else behind the scenes propping it up. And this sort of gets to a point that I made yesterday when I guest hosted the National Intel Report. Glenn Beck did a great segment on Tuesday talking about the shenanigans with the Fed, and the video was titled, the video on YouTube, ironically, the Blaze channel, it's titled "It's Big Corrupt Government," Glenn Beck, on why it's time to audit the Federal Reserve. I don't think it's time to audit the Fed. I think it's long past time to shut it down. This is another organization. I mean, if we got rid of that, so many problems would just go away. Like the CIA and the FBI and NSA, DEA, DHS, TSA, alphabet soups. You know, as Richard Sakwa put it, these organizations like NATO exist. They exist to manage the threats created by their existence. Anyway, when it comes to the censorship nonsense that we've seen recently, I think of the Streisand effect. Oh my goodness, don't look over here. Suddenly everyone's looking over there. Some people get it. Jimmy Dore made a video titled "Alex Jones' Popularity Spikes After Being Deplatformed," which is interesting. You know, Infowars.com was down or offline for, I don't know, a couple of days with that message, you know, and now it's back up, of course. But Jimmy Dore gets it. Alex Jones' popularity spikes after being deplatformed. Imagine that. The Streisand effect in full effect. So here's a little bit of that from August 10th, Jimmy Dore's video. Go ahead, please.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Jimmy Dore Show. Special guest with us, it's Katie Halper from the Katie Halper Show. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Good to see you. Also, Rob Lakota's here.
Hello.
Fantastic. So we're talking about this today. So Alex Jones got deplatformed. And we did a video, of course. It was amazing video. People love it. And, here's what we warned about, what would happen. So people on the left who are cheering this on don't think about the unintended consequences. It's like they've never read a book about censorship. They've never seen it in a movie about how it happens, the backlashes, the unintended consequences. I don't like Alex Jones, so I like this. And so we said this yesterday. This is what we said yesterday Monday when we were doing our report on this. Here's what we predicted.
I'm going to add this as another side note, and I want to pose this question because here's another reason why I'm confused why the people that don't like Alex Jones were being celebratory here. Do you think that at the end of the day, this is going to help him?
This helps him.
I think so too.
Of course, this helps him. And well, we said this. So to all the people on the left who are applauding Facebook and YouTube and never stop to consider the unintended consequences, I told you so. And what did I tell you so? InfoWars becomes the fourth most popular Apple News app in U.S. after crackdown from tech companies. Are you happy? Are you happy? Now he's a martyr? Now when he says that the establishment is colluding and there's a conspiracy against his message... there actually is. It actually solidifies his space for him. And it gets him more viewers. It gets him more people. Look. First of all, Ron, congratulations on that prediction.
Thanks.
And it came true.
I didn't realize I was losing my hair that much, but it's important that I see this stuff.
It is important. It is important. It's tough to lose your hair. I know, Ron. I'm one of those guys. Katie, did you think this would help him like this? What do you make of it?
Well, I was thinking while you were saying that, like, there is some kind of cost-benefit analysis, right? Because there are certain things that someone would do that we would all agree needs to be, like, banned, right? There are certain things.
Like what?
Like a really specific incitement of violence.
Yeah.
Right? So that, even though, let's say someone banned him or deplatformed him, and it made him more popular, we'd still have to probably juggle those two things. In other words, like making him popular per se doesn't show it's the wrong thing to do. It is a bad side effect, bad byproduct. But what I also think is interesting is watching the left and the right respond to this, because I think it's complicated, but the best part is the right, which is always free market this, free market that, let corporations decide, corporations are people, and all of a sudden, the alt-right people who support Alex Jones, all of a sudden, they want some kind of socialized internets.
So, I know, it's funny to watch them get twisted like a pretzel right over this. It is kind of funny. But the idea that, so the people who are cheering this on think... people on the left who are cheering this on, thinking that this will, we've hurt him. You didn't hurt him.
Right. Sure.
This is setting a horrible precedent for censoring people going forward, using corporations to do it. And it doesn't hurt him. It helps him. So if you want to hurt him, ignore him and put up a Facebook page that says debunking Alex Jones. Kyle Kalinske does video after video showing you what Alex Jones said, and it shows you why it's bullshit. That's how you debunk him. When you censor him, so when Katie was making the point that, if he did something that's truly egregious, that's worth censoring for, then we have to take if it makes him more popular, well, then what are you going to do? That's what she's saying. My whole point is, if he does something that actually makes him forfeit his First Amendment rights, then we need to have a court, an adversarial court system with an impartial judge that determines that. I don't want Mark Zuckerberg on a whim Schmidt over at Google or whoever runs YouTube on a whim, because just a few weeks ago they were arguing for Alex Jones staying on their platforms. I don't want whoever runs Apple, I don't want it to be their whim. So that's what people are saying. Well, it's bad. Well, you're gonna do, yeah. It can't be the whim of a billionaire. It just can't. That's the problem here. And if he's actually doing that things, did you know what he did?
That is a great point. So those are great points. You know, this is actually obviously as they pointed out, this has had the opposite effect of what presumably some folks would have think it would have been intended to have. And so that's ironic, is it not? You have to start asking questions. Anyway, Jimmy's right. The last point that he made, you know, this shouldn't be the whim of some billionaire. And that's what social media platforms represent more and more these days. And there are layers to this issue. I mean, there's what I would call the Albert Hakim layer to the issue. You know, Albert Hakim being the CIA's front guy for Iran-Contra money laundering. And I think there are a number of those folks. George Soros, the Zek, as I affectionately refer to him, is to me one of those sort of archetypal figures, one of the biggest Albert Hakims of our day. I think there's a lot of laundering going on. Again, Glenn Beck's video on Tuesday, it's Big Corrupt Government, Glenn Beck on why it's time to audit the Federal Reserve. He did a fantastic job talking about all of the funny money printing that's been going on in recent years over at the Fed. And the Fed is an illegal operation. The fact that Congress sanctioned it over 100 years ago does not legitimize it. It is illegal. It's a Ponzi scheme that was sanctioned by Congress because, you know, Congress benefits in a variety of ways, overtly, covertly. But that doesn't make it legitimate. It's an illegal Ponzi scheme. That's what the Federal Reserve is. And the sooner the American public realizes that and settles in on that fact, the faster things are righted. And, you know, even if that weren't true, as Andrew Jackson put it in his farewell address in 1837, almost 200 years ago, the Constitution presents an insuperable objection to it. So, end of discussion. There is no legitimate clause or place for the Federal Reserve. There's no legitimate place for central banking, for that matter. And it is a fantastic control mechanism. It is the ultimate control mechanism. You know, there's no such thing as free markets or free trade or whatever. These are all concepts that exist under the umbrella, potentially, of free enterprise. And there's no free enterprise as long as you have a money system that's been an economic model that's been conscripted to evil, like the printing of our currency has been since the Federal Reserve's existence. Anyway, I think there's a lot of laundering. I think these platforms are part of that. But like Jimmy Dore said, censorship shouldn't be the whim of a billionaire. And if that's what's happening, as it is, obviously that's a problem. So, you know, that's really the beginning and the end of the Streisand effect aspect of this discussion. So anyway, we'll move on. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was born on a Dublin street where the Lyle drums did beat. The loving English feet they walked all over us. And every single night when me da would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with this chorus. Come on, shibboleth and tans, come on and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Kilishandra.
Welcome
come
back.
Let us hear you tell how you slander great Parnell. When you talk
final segment of the first hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, August 16th, 2018. Glenn Beck's video was great. Well, I think maybe we'll play a little bit of that in the second hour here in a second. But why are we going to call to audit the Federal Reserve? When I guest hosted the National Intel Report yesterday, I mentioned that the only video that I have ever made and published on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel is the video almost 10 years ago now titled Audit the Fed, HR 1207 and the Financial Sector Assessment Program, FSAP, Part 1. It's supposed to be Part 1 in a series of at least two videos. And, well, you know, the others didn't happen, but it wasn't about auditing the Fed. It was basically a criticism of the discussion of auditing the Fed, and that the Fed was actually scheduled at that time to undergo the internal audit through the Financial Sector Assessment Program. This was something that folks like Timothy Geithner even talked about publicly, and so it was the whole, you know, HR 1207. That whole discussion was silly. In my opinion, it was foolishness. And so here we are now, and almost 10 years later, more talk of auditing the Fed when you know that this organization is hypothecating currency ad infinitum. And it is essentially, I mean, first of all, like I said, there is no legitimizing this organization, but it has obviously escaped the imaginary boundaries that Congress has allegedly, ostensibly created for it. It has escaped those boundaries, even those boundaries, which really are imaginary. So it's time to get rid of it. It was time to get rid of it when it was created. You know, John Kenneth Galbraith, his quote is perhaps the best. You know, the mind is repelled by the concept of the creation of this currency. That's a paraphrasing of it, but your mind literally is repelled. We play that financial video clip every once in a while. I forget the site that it's on, but you know, they have that little 1 minute video. Tells you how money is created. You make a deposit in a bank and they go, oh, cool, this means we can print some more. What? Yeah. That's why they don't care if they pay you 1% or 2% for your savings. Nah, big deal. You keep some of that currency on deposit, and because it is a fractional reserve system, what kind of an oxymoron is that? Because it's a fractional reserve system, they can print more. That's literally how it works. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.